we get energy in unique ways that are different for each of us. And we need to craft our morning routines so that we're actually getting that energy every single morning. And it is unique to us.
Welcome to the Tomorrow Is Not Today podcast. You've already started to create the life you want just by being here. Designed for you as a business professional so you can be physically, mentally, and emotionally healthy, more productive, less stressed, and living a life you truly love. My name's Kingsley, and thank you for coming on another journey with one of our uniquely qualified professionals.
So, Dr. Catherine, thank you so much for joining us on the Tomorrow Is Not Today podcast today. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Wonderful to be here.
Now, we met at the end of last year, and first question is, do I call you doctor or what do we call you?
Yes, I insist on full title and middle names, please. If you could, that'd be great. No, of course not. Catherine or any version thereof is fine.
Oh, wow. You are very easygoing.
Yeah.
I love it. Now, today, I love today's topic. And you've got a huge range of experience, knowledge, expertise, things you've learned and train on, which we just heard about in your bio. Now, the idea of energy, it's something that all of us lack on a regular basis, I think. How do we get it? How do we keep it? What do we do when we're losing it? Because when we do lose it, often we lose it as people. So tell us a little bit about how do we gain energy and how do we try and keep it throughout the day?
So if we start really big picture, you know that moment when you're on the couch and you're like, I have no energy. I don't think I could do anything. I can't think. I can't get up. It's happened to all of us, whether, you know, it might be like a 1 second moment. If I walked in with my grandma's homemade mud cake, you would be so quickly out of that sofa, right? So if we just start big picture, we realize that energy is a figment of our imagination to some extent. And when the chocolate cake arrives, homemade by my grandma, still warm out of the oven, suddenly we just find the energy. So energy, in a very big picture sense, is really about making sure that what's happening around us is things that we want and things that we like. And then we're going to be having a lot of energy, physical energy, mental energy, spiritual energy as well.
Wow. That just went on a totally different place to what I've ever heard about energy before. But when you think about it, it's 100%, it's true. Absolutely true. So if we're going down that angle then, so what you're basically saying is make sure that we're putting ourselves in a position where we're enjoying what's around us, who's around us, and what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly. Craft the environment that you thrive in. You know how you thrive. And if you don't, then you can just go and do a little experiment. Like, do you like walking up that hill? Maybe you've never done it. Walk up it. Did you like that? Yes, no. Simple. There's your experiment done. You can do that about every single thing in your entire life to make sure that everything is amazing and everything is actually giving you energy and making you be that person who jumps off the couch straight away towards the fictional mud cake.
Why is it fictional? Okay, so I'm gonna just go on a little rabbit trail for a sec here, because what you're talking about, putting those things around you and the people around you, to me that sounds like you're building habits. Like if you want energy for the things you want to do, it's all about building the habits that take you where what you want to go, but you've actually got to enjoy those at the same time. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Absolutely. So there's habits, and there's habits that create the context that you thrive automatically in. So having lots of chocolate cakes around you, shall we say. But there's also habits that mean that you have the right perspective towards what you see. So we have to first off craft ourselves so that we're able to be even available to have a positive mindset around the things that are around us, so that we're even calm enough to be able to share the joy and share the love with others. So when you say habits, we need to make sure that we're sleeping enough, for example, good quality sleep, because we all know, think about the moment when you've had really low energy. That little, it might have only been a 5 minute moment in your life, but I can almost certainly guarantee it was off the back of something happened, probably a mosquito in this country.
Yeah.
Mosquito the night before, you didn't sleep as well, and then suddenly everything seems, your mind seems a bit foggier, your body seems a bit slower the next day. So habits like sleep, habits like making sure that we are physically healthy and we've got actual blood moving through our system because we are doing a lot of exercise every day, that kind of thing means that then we're ready to have the energy. We're ready to jump off the couch and see that chocolate cake as a gift when it walks in the door, not as another interruption.
Wow. That's just, when I think about this and the more I learn about this, and certainly not to the level where you are, but I understand how everything just compounds on top of each other, whether it's positively or negatively. And sleep obviously is only one aspect. So if we're wanting things to be good around us, and for a lot of people that are listening to this podcast, a lot of them are business professionals, and they don't necessarily have that good energy around them all the time. And by not doing that, obviously stress and other things come in as well. So how do we actually gain that energy from that perspective?
So easy first step that's not easy at all is to choose to have energy.
Okay, how do you do that?
You've had a million people in your life where you've seen your life isn't going that well. Why don't you choose to make it better? And you can see you've had those discussions with people and they've said, I don't want to. To some extent, they might not have said those words. I just don't want to. It's too hard. I couldn't be bothered.
Yep.
Couldn't be bothered choosing to be happy. All right, that's fine. You come back to me when you choose to be happy, or when you choose in this conversation, you choose to have energy. So first, there does have to be that individual, silent, I choose to have energy. Because after that happens, then you can also choose the rest, which is choosing the mindset, choosing how you see the things that happen in the world. Choosing, and that those little choices every day are little habits. So choosing, when I was on the way here and I got to a red light, and I thought, oh, isn't that awesome? Because I get a little bit more time now to spend in the car with my partner who drove me here. How nice is that? Right? So it's like, it could have been, Gold Coast traffic lights. No. I choose not to have that perspective. No way. No way would I let that perspective control my life. Even in tiny things like that, it seems insignificant. But if you are controlling the way that you're seeing the different opportunities, the different external events that happen around you every single moment, you can choose how you respond to them in your own mind. And by choosing, so it's a very trivial example, obviously, kind of comedically trivial, but by choosing to say, a red light, cool, an extra 3 minutes, that's nice. What happens? Suddenly I'm high energy.
Yeah.
Just from that choice.
That's awesome. So what I'm taking from that is my energy is my responsibility.
100%. Everything that happens in your mind is your responsibility, in my opinion.
Wow.
Especially your energy. There is nothing that can happen here, especially not in beautiful Gold Coast,
yeah.
that could justifiably reduce your energy. No way.
Okay. Because when you think about that, and I know a lot of people are going to be thinking this, and I've been in this scenario, it's like, it's not my responsibility that that was a red light. It's not my responsibility what happened before I left home. It wasn't me that did all this. But you're telling me it doesn't matter. I've got to take responsibility for my energy and how I feel anyway.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When one of your staff calls in sick again for their 18th sick day of the year and it's not adding up, it's all right. This is interesting. Wow, this is a great opportunity for me to learn and really figure out what's going on with this individual. What's happening with me as a leader? How do I manage this? It's such a curious scenario, completely out of my control. How can I go into this situation and grow? That's mindset, it's choice, and it's a different perspective to one that would make us slump back and think, again, my gosh, I don't have any energy to deal with this. Yes, I do. I do have energy to deal with this. It's curious. It's interesting.
Okay, so that energy right there, because I think everybody deals with that pretty much on a daily basis, where you get to a point where you do feel like, I don't have energy for this, I can't do this anymore, or whatever it is, something along those lines. How, and you said before about it's us making a decision. How do you, because you know, sometimes you get stuck in that, and you know you, up here, I want to make that decision. But actually doing it can be really hard. How do we take that leap?
First, make sure that you need to make that decision for that task. So if one of my websites, for example, I had on my to-do list to update the landing page for, I'm going to say, 8 months. I just couldn't find the energy. I couldn't. And then after 8 months, I realized, what are you doing, child? Is this a task that you need to choose to have energy for? Or is this a task you need to delegate? Yes, that's right. Turns out I know someone who can do this in 5 minutes. Okay, perfect. I don't need to find the energy for this. It's fine. There's a reason why I've been putting it off for that long. It's because it doesn't matter enough. It's not something that aligns with what I want to be doing for some reason. And it's completely delegatable for a very small amount of money. So we do have to first make sure we're categorizing. I think, especially as business owners, we can get caught in the trap of, but it's my business. I need to be on top of all of this. I need to make sure that I'm the one paying the invoices and I'm updating my landing page of that particular one of my websites. And maybe that's true if it's revenue generating, if it's going to result in reputational damage, for example. That's all we have as professionals. Sure. You can be in control of that. But otherwise, it's probably a little bit of an issue of control issues, which we all have to some extent. We take too much control of things that don't matter. And that is not going to help us to keep that energy. So a big part of it, that initial step, is categorizing. Is this something that I need to be able to generate energy for?
Okay, so that takes us right back to where you started with energy and being around the people, the things, and the tasks that we need energy for, that we enjoy, that we want to do. Because in your example there, you were taking on something that had to be done, but it's not something you enjoyed. And so that's draining you, I guess, emotionally, mentally, in all sorts of different ways. And even when you're not thinking about it, because you know it's got to be done. Yet, if we just delegate that to somebody else, or go, does it really need to be done in the first place? That frees us up a lot.
Absolutely. And the same with everything in our life that can either give us energy or exhaust us.
Mm.
So some people get energy from being with other people. They're called extroverts. Some people, like me, I'm happy to spend my energy with other people, but I get my energy when I'm by myself.
Right.
And so I know that.
Yeah.
So I know that I need to craft those, not necessarily alone environments, you know, like in the surf this morning, there were 30 people, but kind of alone.
Still in the surf, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, true. So I need to craft those moments where I know that I'm going to get energy from these moments. And then when there's those opportunities where there might be a big group of people, I need to really clearly decide, is this something that's really important for my family? Because some social things are really important for family, right? You have to build those bonds and keep them strong. Or for my business, similarly. And if it's not, if it's just, I'm just there for no reason because maybe it's polite. No, it's a no. It's not going to give me as an individual energy. Whereas there's other people, the extroverts, who love, absolutely would say yes to all of the social things because they know I'm going to get energy doing that, right? Whereas for me, it's going for a walk on the beach or being in nature or something a little bit different. So we have to know ourselves first off.
Perfect example of that, getting a little personal here, is have you seen the Hollander family on, I think it's a Hollander family. They're on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube and stuff. It's a husband and wife in America. And they first got famous, I think, through a big Christmas thing they did. They're just hilarious. And they were doing a skit of he's like, oh, it's Friday night. We can be home. We can go out for dinner. Let's see if I can. And he said to his wife, how about I text him? Would you like to go out for dinner? And she's like, mm-hmm. And definitely didn't. And he's like, oh, great. And I'll send a text to 20 of our friends. We'll go out and have dinner. And she's like, all I want to do is stay home. I don't want to talk to anybody. And he's like, oh, okay, should we get pizza? She's like, yeah, all right, we'll order pizza when we're out. And she's like, no. And just having this big conversation like this where they're saying what they think the other one wants to hear, but exact opposite. He's desperate to go out and have fun. And she's like, I do not want to see anybody. I want to go to bed, watch a movie, nothing else. That's it. And if you're not here as well, that'd be even better, that type of thing. And that's similar to what happens at our house as well sometimes, where I'll get to Friday afternoon and I'll be like, oh, cool, should we go out somewhere? And she's like, yeah. And it's easy to take that personally, whereas it's actually not. It's to do with the person and where they're at. So I know we're sort of getting off a little bit of a tangent here with this conversation, but I think it's important stuff to understand as well.
I don't think it's a tangent at all, because energy is created in the morning in particular, but it's throughout everything that we do.
Can you explain that when you say it's created in the morning?
So we have basically a well of decision-making ability, and it's replenished every night. And then we really need to make as few decisions as we can throughout the day in order to get to dinner time and not say, you know what's a great balanced dinner is a bag of salt and vinegar chips. So if we can minimize our decisions throughout the day, automate the mornings in particular, so that we all still right. have the decision-making ability, the self-control, it's all completely interlinked, impulse control, it's one big well, and it's replenished every night that we have a good night's sleep, which should be every night. So mornings are really, really important. And I don't think we were on a tangent there at all, because I think it's really important for each of us to understand how do we get our energy in the morning and set ourselves up for a good day. Mm. And there's a lot of, you know, productivity people who say, oh, this is the ideal morning routine. Well, that is the ideal morning routine for them. Perfect. Love that they've done that for themselves. But what's your ideal morning routine? Mm. Because your ideal morning routine, by the sound of it, is probably going to a coffee shop and having chit chat with 15 different people while your wife waits in the car.
No. Yeah.
And because you're going to get that energy from those people and you're ready and you're ready and you're jumping. Mm. Whereas other people in the morning, they need to start their morning with some really focused journaling and inner time and being in nature and these other kind of things. Well, we all need to move our bodies in the morning. But but the point is that we get energy in unique ways that are different for each of us. And we need to craft our morning routines so that we're actually getting that energy every single morning. And it is unique to us. And it's not based on some idea of, oh, this is the recipe for energy. The recipe for energy is to do the things that you love doing. So get up in the morning and then go do that, basically.
Okay. So I love that. Absolutely. I'm big on routines. I think routines are the foundation of everything else happening. So I love that whole thing. So how can people decide what is the routine for them?
The best thing is experimentation.
Okay.
Play a game with yourself. So just write a long list of things that could be cool for you in the morning, you as an individual. And there might be 30 things on the list. It could be have a shot of coffee and smoke a cigarette. I don't know. I remember hearing that as a kid, that adults did that, and I was like, what? There's no way anyone does that, not even in New York City. They do, though. And that works for some people, probably. But being serious, probably other things that aren't that, right, that might give us energy in the morning. Walking around the block, driving somewhere and going for a nice walk. If you've got a pet, that's easy to spend time with the pet, or spend time with your loved one versus just you both doing your own routine or doing it alone. So there should be like 30 different things, and then just go and one day at a time do each of them and then rank each of them out of 10. How much did you love each of those? And fine, there'll be three of them that you thought, I didn't really know if I would even like that. And I loved it. It was great. The whole day I had energy and I had this reflection. Like, I remembered the morning, the whole day, because it was so beautiful and it just set me up. So we can experiment with our own lives, and we don't need to treat our minds as if they know what's going on. So you've had those conversations with people before where you've said, to them, oh, why don't you try this? And they say, I know that won't work for me. Okay, that's all. Wow, so you've already tried it. No, but I know. And
you're like, yep.
Like, that doesn't make any sense. And how does that work? No, your mind does not know what you will love or not love. Your body knows. Let your body go and do it and then evaluate.
Mm. Yeah, no, that's awesome. And it's interesting because I remember looking at some studies as well, and you've probably seen them, where people who actually go out and exercise and enjoy it get, I don't know the figures, but they get a lot more benefit out of it than people who go out and exercise because that's what I know I should do and not enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Which fascinated me.
The power of the mind. That study is so fascinating, isn't it? And I don't know if they were looking at muscle mass or weight loss or just calorie burn or something, but it was stark. It was, if you enjoy it, you get like 3 times more from doing exactly the same number of steps or whatever it was, or activity.
It's so, it's mind-boggling when you think of the difference. And the same with food as well. The mood that you're in, how what you eat, like if you eat really good, healthy food and you're in a grateful attitude and you're in a good mood and you're happy, you actually get more nutrition out of that than if you're in a negative, pessimistic type of mood. And I'm listening to this and I'm like, that is just mind-boggling and takes me back to what you said. We need to find the things that we enjoy doing and the people we enjoy doing it with. Every aspect of life, it seems, is affected by that.
Exactly. And we know what we like. And this can be an inner journey. It doesn't have to be one that we even talk to our partners about. We can simply do things and then think, did I love that? And how do I feel now 2 hours later? Just have that reflection. Gather the data for ourselves. Be with people who give us energy and lift us up. Absolutely.
It's so much more than right or wrong, isn't it? Like you said, go on the journey. And it's sort of like a self-discovery thing in a sense.
Absolutely. Absolute journey.
How do we... And you gave us a few hints before with morning routines and that sort of thing. If you're in a place that you're not really enjoying, then obviously you want to get out, but you can't for various reasons or whatever. It's the timing's not right or whatever. How do we try and give ourselves energy in those spaces to be happy as we can?
Okay, let me tell you an example. So I do a lot of public speaking, and I love public speaking on ethics in financial advice. No one else likes that topic. No one else even does it. It's just me. And my best friend asked me the other day, oh my, she's an infectious disease specialist doctor. Oh my God, don't you find that boring? And I was like, I never really thought about it. What I think about is I have to present this session on this topic. I look at it, oh, wow, that's dry. All right, I need to go on stage. And you know, when you're on stage, there's only really one thing you need to do, and it's entertain. After you're entertaining, and after everyone's actually sitting up straight looking at you and thinking, what are you going to say next? Yeah. Then you can make sure that you're actually sharing some knowledge. But first you need to entertain, always. So I need to bring that energy, because that crowd, they're not thinking, oh, ethics, whoop, whoop, here we go. They're not thinking that. I need to bring that energy. So what I do is I dwell on the topic and I think, how is this the most important thing in the world? And I basically brainwash myself. And I don't think I'm going to brainwash myself now. I just think, how is this so important that I need to bounce onto that stage? And I need to be sharing this with people. And they are so privileged to be here sharing the knowledge between them. And I just make the decision. So this is really important because of this and this and this. And these are my own notes in my own mind about why it's so important. And then it allows me to just change my mindset around what is this topic? What does it mean for everyone? And instead of walking on stage and saying, well, this is a topic I find quite interesting, it's I'm bouncing and exploding onto that stage with so much energy that there's no way anyone can be looking at their phone. It cannot happen because they're all, whoa, what is happening here? This is ethics gone wild, basically. And so it's the same with everything else. There is no... If I can do that for ethics, for presenting ethics, then I can do that for paying an invoice or whatever it is that I have to do that in the job that I feel stuck in. I can choose, how can I see this as really important for my community right now? How am I helping my community right now? How is this one task that last week I thought was so boring? How is it really important? Let me think on this for a moment.
Mm. I love that. I love that. I've never thought of energy in this way or how to get it. There's other ways that I've thought about energy and different things, but never like this particular thing. So basically, you're telling me and everyone listening that no matter who you are or where you are, you can actually create the energy that you want largely through mindset and the decision that you're going to have energy and enjoy stuff.
Absolutely.
Wow. That's like a really full-on in-the-face statement to make. And I know you've got all the science to back this up, so it's 100% true. That's just quite – to me, that's mind-boggling. And when I think of that, I sort of feel a little bit – the responsibility that I have and I'm big on responsibility, and anything that's happened in my life, I've learned to go, okay, I need to take responsibility now. But this is putting things in a whole new perspective. But I love it because it's a big challenge. That if I'm on the couch or if anything's going on and I don't have the energy and I don't feel in the right place, it's got nothing to do with anybody else. It's just me.
It's just you.
That's awesome, because the potential and possibility there is massive.
It's massive. And the right people will hear this and realize, oh, wow, yes, let me go and be great. But I think there is that quote, I don't know if it's from Gandhi maybe, I should really look it up. But it's something like, we're not afraid of the darkness within us. We're afraid of how bright our light can shine.
Mm.
And this is one of those topics where when you said it's almost – there's a little bit there that's almost overwhelming when you realize that this is true, because it's, oh, wow, I can control my energy the whole time. I can do whatever I want to do to a great level, help the community in so many ways. Wow, that's kind of overwhelming to some extent.
It is. And I remember I always tell my kids when they were growing up that if they weren't happy or whatever and they're blaming something on, and I'd always say that happiness is up to you and it comes from you, not from anything else. And you're sort of smashing that back in my face now. that it really is. And the energy that goes around with life and what happens. And I guess the energy that we portray and we put out to other people as well, it's the same thing, isn't it? What are we portraying? Because if we're coming across that not as an energetic person, but as, you know, maybe something that's a little bit negative or whatever, then I need to look at me and have a look at, okay, what's going on inside of me? What am I doing? What do I need to change?
Absolutely. And even if you think about the teams that you lead as well, you can notice everyone's energy around you. It's very easy. Some of them bounce in the door and say, oh, where's the stack of invoices I got to pay today? And some of them slump in. And the ones that slump in, you know how to help them to some extent, or to see if they're ready to help themselves anyway.
Yeah.
To help them with, first off, the habits that actually allow them to be open and ready. So sleep, exercise, bit of healthy food, sure, but sleep and exercise first. And then, of course, the mindset work that can be done through really gentle conversation, not even formal leadership, to help influence others for the better.
What do you mean through gentle? You mean gentle conversation when you're leading other people with others, right? And getting the mindset in that place. Now, before you're talking about making a decision, is it pretty much that simple, making a decision, or is there more to it?
It is that simple.
Okay.
The issue is, as you mentioned earlier, there are many things that that make us not want to make the decision. So if we have a lack of responsibility about our lives to begin with, then we can't make a decision to be happy or to have energy, because anyway, it's that red light's fault.
Mm. Yeah.
Or something else's fault, or I'm stuck here, or I'm this and that, and my childhood and my future and my star sign and everything else, you know. So it's almost like we have to clear a path through all of that jumble that is us to make way to actually say, yes, at this point, I choose to have energy.
Mm. Wow, that's awesome. Catherine, thank you so much. I would love to have you come back again. I know we're pretty much out of time, but I'd love to have you come back because I know you're a wealth of knowledge, and the way you explain things is just so easy for people to understand and put it into practice, and the stories and stuff, which is fantastic. But every time we do a podcast, I always got a couple of questions. And we always talk about, on Tomorrow Is Not Today, the ultimate tomorrow. So from your perspective, or for you personally, however you like to approach it, what to you is the ultimate tomorrow?
To me, the ultimate tomorrow is really strong personal relationships. That's all that matters. Because I know that at my funeral, they are not going to be saying, "She did this amazing ethics lecture once."
Yeah.
And she was so calm at that red traffic light. They're not going to say that. They're going to only be talking about the connections that I had with people, how I helped individuals, and how I strengthened my community through those relationships. So to me, that's what an epic tomorrow might look like.
Mm. I love that. And the second part of that question is, how do we create the ultimate tomorrow?
So within the context of my ultimate tomorrow, it's as simple as every single interaction that I've got with someone who I love, where in my mind first needs to be the choice to have energy, positive energy towards that interaction. So, okay, my brother hasn't replied to my message. I said 4 days ago. I fucking love him. He is so awesome. And he has a little kid who's doing great. And he's busy. And I'm going to follow up later tonight and remind him why I love him so much.
Hmm.
That's it. It's that choice. It's not the, he always does that. No.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. He's got stuff going on. It's fine.
Yeah. So
everything.
One of the definitions of love that I've heard and seen a bit is the fact of you find the good in what's happening in people, and you make, it's almost like you make excuses for them, almost.
Absolutely.
For what's going on. Yeah.
Absolutely. Give them the context to fall down and then help pick them up back up again and just love them and strengthen the relationships.
Mm, that's awesome. I love that. Catherine, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on. Let's know, how can people get in touch with you? Maybe they want you to come and speak or something like that. How can they get in touch with you?
Easiest would probably be via LinkedIn.
Okay.
If you just search my name, you'll find me.
Yeah, and some really good content on there as well, which is really cool. I love the way you explain it. Thank you so much for coming in, being part of Tomorrow's Not Today podcast. And everyone, remember, go out and create the life that you want.
Powerful message. Thanks.